9.4 Recommended Reads Part 2
Another thing I could really relate to was what the book says about music and life memories, that different pieces of music become a soundtrack to our lives. Mm. As I said, I don't see myself as someone who's especially into music, but if I hear certain songs, they take me back to different periods of my life immediately and very vividly.
Mm. Do you think that's true for all periods of your life, even childhood?
Yes, and for that matter, it seems that the earlier you go back, the more powerful the memory. The book emphasises that music plays a very big role in the life of adolescents. Teenage girls in particular say that music is an important way of regulating their moods at a time when emotions do tend to go haywire. Mm.
It's an important way of defining what group you belong to, too.
Yes, that's interesting, because it's an important way of defining your individuality as a teenager, to say, I'm into heavy metal or soul or rap music. But at the same time, it gives you an important sense of belonging to a group, which adolescents crave. Mm. It becomes quite tribal, and most teenagers can't bear the wrong type of music. I love the fact that in Montreal, the authorities were trying to stop large groups of young people hanging around in underground stations, and they eventually hit upon the solution of playing classical music.
Oh, brilliant.
You can also really see the power of musical memory with people suffering from dementia. I checked out some videos about this on YouTube, and it really is incredible. There's this one guy in a nursing home who's completely lifeless, barely speaks to anyone, and he can hardly remember anything about his past life. And yet, if the nurses play some music from his past, he suddenly comes to life. His eyes light up, he starts moving to the music, singing it. And even when it's finished, he keeps talking about all the memories associated with it.
Yeah, I've seen something similar. It seems to connect with something very deep in the brain.
Yes. I learned that there's a bit of the brain called the amygdala, which is linked to our deepest emotional responses. And music has a direct channel to that. That's why film music is so powerful. It can make you cry or feel scared in a way that the film scenes wouldn't do on their own. And after all, someone did once say that essentially music is recorded emotion.
Mm. So has it changed your attitude to music, Rosie, reading this book?
Yes, I guess it has. It's made me realise it's never too late to learn to play a musical instrument. So I have a nice fantasy of me playing the piano. And above all, it's made me feel less self-conscious about not knowing much about music. I realise I can enjoy a piece of classical music even though I don't know anything about the composer or the musical form and period it was written in.
Well, you've certainly made me want to read this book. Thank you. Now, Matt, tell us about your book.